Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Havarim. Shalom, Chag Sameach. Chag, the peace of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is here on the Monday, the Rastafari podcast for the Monday here. We're at the second day in the season right here of the Maccabees fighting holiday, the fighting holiday known as Hanukkah, the feast, the festival of lights, of the livication, relivication of the temple, the book, also the book of Maccabees right here in this season. And also more on the connection between the Maccabees and the Maccabee Bible and the revelation of Rastafari. So here on the Rastafari podcast, here on the Monday podcast, here we're at the second day of Hanukkah. So we say traditionally Chag is the feast. Sameach is happy. Here, the Hanukkah, the Chag of Hanukkah, livication, the relighting, the lighting of the lights, and the connection with the book of Maccabees. And what is Maccabee? Maccabee, the fighting holiday, the fighting holiday, right here for I and we. Chant, where do we begin? You know, first of all, we begin the revelation of Rastafari and the elders, which spoke about the Maccabee Bible. So the Maccabee Bible, what is the Maccabee Bible? What is the book of Maccabees? What does it tell us? And there we find the connection with Hanukkah here in the season. So here I'd like to share first up right here, Maccabee. Rastafari, I, brother, the artist, the musician, Maccabee with Christmas Cancel. Well, here, well, we begin with so-called in the Western Gentile calendar, you know, what they call the Babylonian Western Gentile so-called Thanksgiving Day, which many ones and ones fast on that day and give thanks once again to the International Chaplain of the Ethiopian World Federation, Ron Seymour, for sharing that word there from the Fitanagess that points to the time of fasting that begins actually the day before what they call in the West Thanksgiving and goes forward to like 44 days to that visit of the Magi, you know, the nativity, what we observe as Lidet on the 6th, the eve, the 6th, the day, the 7th of January. So here, this is appropriate right here with Maccabee, right, and the tune that we're going to share. And here with this season, the reason for the season, the Maccabee fighting holiday, get more into the teaching of His Majesty, because the book of Maccabees is also found in the Ethiopic Bible. But here, Maccabee with his tune right here, Christmas Canceled. Why? Well, because we are going through a fast right here, 44 days, called the Tzomer Nebiyat. The fast of the prophets. So now, of course, ones will say, well, if it's the fast of the prophets of 44 days, then what about Maccabees? Well, Maccabees, Hanukkah, the Maccabee fighting holiday. When we're fighting, we are resisting assimilation in the Babylonian system. So therefore, Maccabee, come with it. Christmas canceled. Why? He'll tell you why.
You know, here's a Christmas cancel, Rasta. Yo, we're done with the commercial Christmas with its pagan symbols and pagan origins and the attacking of the children's mind for material gain. We're not playing that game. Seeing Aya. Tough.
Christmas has been cancelled. It's been postponed. No longer celebrated in our we own. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone, incorporated into Christmas. Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain, we're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain, we're not playing the Christmas game. All the drunkenness and the overeating, is it the birth of Christ they're celebrating? Mostly non-Christians are partaking, this some is just an excuse for money making. Them say peace and goodwill to all men, so how come they putting up the prices then? Targeting the parents through the children, well them knock it high and high again. No way my friend, Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed, no longer celebrate it in our we home. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone, incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain, we're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain, we're not playing the Christmas game. A long time, the 25th of December has been a special date in the pagan calendar. Long, long before the birth of Christ, it was a day for partying and celebrating and to rejoice. From Nimrod to Saturn to Mithra, these gods were always honored on that day in December. Worshipping of sun gods and idol. Why you think Christmas is never mentioned in the Bible? Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed, no longer celebrated in our we home. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone, incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain, we're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain, we're not playing the Christmas game. You see the tree and the ivy and the mistletoe, all of these were pagan things a long time ago. People have them in them house and they don't know what they mean, then just come see them, so them just join in. Santa Claus, what a fraud, never once come on me yard, I'm a parent. Happy work, work so hard. Christmas puts people under pressure. Don't you see that Santa and Satan have got the same letters? Christmas has been cancelled, it's been postponed, no longer celebrated in our we home. Pagan things, we try to leave them alone, incorporated into Christianity by Rome. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain, we're not playing the Christmas game, what a shame. We're using our brain, we're breaking the chain, we're not playing the Christmas game. Them say Christmas is just videos, well it's about time we tell the youth them the truth. Instead of buying love with expensive gifts, give them the real love we should be dealing with. Children's minds are being attacked by the big companies. Christmas time is when they do the most business. I give my children presents any time of the year, not only on birthdays and when Christmas is near. Cause a lot of people in a debt over Christmas, a lot of people life wreck cause of Christmas, a lot of people in a prison cause of Christmas, a lot of people gone missing over Christmas. Commercial Christmas, you know it's not right, it's not really dealing with the birth of the Christ. Don't make them pressure you with your choice, it's alright to remove it from your life.
Cut off, and the oil price take off, dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh, and old them drop off, and cash plus lock off, and the biggest mark 11 day a wop, the little island full of bass, when I pay the staff, and world war kick off, and more life a loss, we make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast, one to the party a can jackass, holiday. You find a way to- them and them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, we no come here so they get defeat. Give them a break on a day.
What's the real Israel connection between Rastafari Maccabees and Hanukkah? Hear, 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 Ranking Joe with Maccabee Bible.
How long shall the attitude from black people? Yeah. Judge your picnic must know the truth. You can't fool all the youths. Yeah, you know. Because give me the Bible. Bible. Give me the Bible, Rootsman Bible. Give me the Bible, the cultural Bible. Mm-hmm. Send generally, way down the country. We go check Maccabee, we send some sensei. Call Daddy Roy, Charlie and Josie. Papa Briggy, we go praise his mighty because.
Give me the Bible, wow, give me Bible.
Bibles, can keep King James Version. And I want original one. The Bible and the human money one. Teach you how to live and teach you how to think.
Maccabees and Revolution. Maccabees occurs in the Bible sequence. Should occur between the books of Malachi, Malachi and Matthew, another M, right? Three M's. And that puts the connection right there on the New Testament. How do we come to what's called the New Testament? There's a whole missing section that's called the Apocrypha. And many of the ancient Bibles, and among the ancient, you could say the first Nazarenes, a.k.a. Christians, and even the Yehudi, the original Jews, even we, the black Jews, knew of this. And it's about revolution and redemption. Here, some clips from this documentary called Mysteries of the Bible. Hopefully we get time to unpack and to reason on what we hear. So take note. There's a clip right here, Mysteries of the Bible, a brief clip on the Maccabees, Revolution and Redemption. It's interesting, we went to search out this was there on the YouTubes, I think like maybe 10, almost 20 years ago. I went to search it out again, it was really hard, hard to find, but hear this, yes I.
Every December, in households all over the world, people of the Jewish faith gather to celebrate the joyous holiday of Hanukkah. Yet few realize that the foundations of this celebration are rooted in bloody violence. It erupted here, in an obscure Judean village, over 2,000 years ago. At that time, Judea was a minor province under the thumb of a despotic emperor. His relentless obsession to stamp out the Jewish religion would ignite a holy war. From this confrontation would arise the greatest military leader in Jewish history, Judah Maccabee. Under his guidance, the Jews would topple an empire, regain control of their faith, and inaugurate the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah. Yet why is the beloved story of Hanukkah not even mentioned in the Hebrew Bible? And how could Judah's small guerrilla forces defeat mighty armies 10 times their size? What pagan rites of sacrilege were practiced in the Holy Temple of Jerusalem? These are but a few of the mysteries of the Bible. We'll be right back. Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. Though celebrated by Jews for over 2,000 years, it is a story that has mysteriously been left out of the Hebrew Bible, appearing only in the writings of the great historian Josephus, and in Catholic versions of the canonized text. It is a story steeped in violence and bloodshed, yet it tells of one of the greatest warriors in Jewish history. In Hebrew, the word Hanukkah means dedication. The festival commemorates the cleansing and rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, which had been profaned by pagan worship. According to ancient traditions, this sacred holiday was instituted by Judah Maccabee in the year 164 before the Common Era. Hundreds of years earlier. On a spring morning in the year 334 BCE, Alexander the Great crossed the narrow sea dividing Europe from Asia. He was 20 years old. He descended on the Near East like a whirlwind. Within 11 years, he had conquered the known world, establishing his own realm on the ruins of the mighty kingdoms he had destroyed. Throughout his vast empire, Alexander established hundreds of new cities, designed to bring Greek culture and political organization to the nations he had subjugated. This process became known as Hellenization.
Alexander the Great conquered the area of the ancient Near East, which included the land of ancient Israel. And during that time of conquest, he exacted tribute from the Jews, but he respected their beliefs and their practices and had no difficulty with them observing their customs and their religious observances.
As Hellenism swept through the Middle East, Jews continued to worship their one God. Yet many began to assimilate into local cultures.
Jews spoke Greek, read Greek, wrote Greek. They were familiar with Greek legends, Greek traditions, Greek literature. Why can't you live with knowing Greek and knowing about Greek history and Greek mythology and still practice Judaism? Well, I think most Jews felt that you could.
Assimilation would soon bring cataclysmic changes to the world of the Jews. 400 years earlier, they had returned from captivity in Babylon and begun the monumental job of rebuilding the Holy Temple of Jerusalem, the House of the Lord. Its centerpiece was known as the Holy of Holies, a sacred chamber which once housed the Ark of the Covenant, containing the Ten Commandments given to Moses by God on Mount Sinai. The temple was a magnificent structure, ornamented with intricate cornices, panels, and gates of pure gold. Within its consecrated walls gleamed objects of unparalleled beauty and inestimable wealth. Over the years, the temple's vast treasure rooms were filled to overflowing with gold and silver. But the temple was not only the dwelling place of the divine presence.
The temple was the bank of the people. All the money basically went into the temple in one way or another, either through sacrifices, gifts, or contributions. And the priesthood were, in effect, a kind of hierarchical banking organization.
Secure in their holy city, the Jews were left to practice their unique religion in peace. They were convinced they had nothing to fear as long as they kept the Lord's commandments. But the sudden death of Alexander the Great in 323 BCE brought chaos to his empire. Six of his generals began to war among themselves to gain succession to rulership. One of them, Seleucus, wrested control of a huge territory from his adversaries and established what became known as the Seleucid Empire. Later, Judea fell within this region.
Then Alexander's officers began to rule, each in his own place. They all put on crowns after his death and so did their descendants after them, and they caused many evils on the earth. From them came forth a sinful root, Antiochus Epiphanes. 1 Maccabees 1:8.
A century and a half after Alexander's death, Antiochus Epiphanes gained the throne of the Seleucid Empire. He would become the embodiment of evil to the Jews. As emperor, it became his mission to civilize what to him were his barbarous subjects. Under his tyrannical rule, the benign Hellenization of his predecessors became a mania of oppression. In his zeal for all things Greek, Antiochus renamed Jerusalem, calling it Antioch after his own name. The indigenous Jews lost their rights of citizenship, and their holy city was transformed into a Greek municipality. But did Antiochus actually try to destroy Judaism, or were there other, more complicated forces at work?
What we don't have, and would like to have, is somebody who tells the story from Antiochus's point of view. We don't have anybody who speaks for the Seleucids, who speaks for the Greeks. All of our sources are Jewish sources.
Biblical scholars believe Antiochus had many sympathizers among the Jewish upper classes, priests and nobility, men anxious to enjoy prestige and power and willing to do almost anything to acquire it. Under Antiochus's rule, an affluent Jew named Jason was actually able to buy the most esteemed and holy office of the high priesthood.
Jason obtained the high priesthood by corruption, promising the king 360 talents of silver if permission were given to establish a gymnasium. When the king assented, Jason at once shifted his compatriots over to the Greek way of life. 2 Maccabees 4:7.
To many traditional Jews, the establishment of a gymnasium was a threat aimed at the very essence of their religion.
The gymnasium in the Greco-Roman world was really not just a place where people went to play sports. It was really a Hellenistic type school in which athletic games were conducted without clothes on, in which the Greek gods were in certain ways worshipped as part of the athletic games.
Some Jews sought to remove the very symbol of their traditional covenant with God, now embarrassingly evident when they participated in the games naked.
We know, for example, that some Jews, in an attempt to compete in the gymnasium, underwent a very painful operation so that they could disguise the circumcision and appear to be uncircumcised.
Hellenization now proceeded with redoubled vigor. The priesthood was again sold to the highest bidder, who immediately robbed the Holy Temple of some of its gold to pay for his sacred office. The Jews were outraged and rose up against their Seleucid overlords. When rioting broke out in Jerusalem, Antiochus not only attacked the rebels, but pillaged the Holy Temple. To the Jews, Antiochus was stealing from God himself.
Antiochus marched against Jerusalem. Arrogantly, he entered the temple, taking the golden altar and the candelabrum. He took the silver and gold coins and the precious articles. With this bounty, he returned to his own country, having polluted himself with massacres. 1 Maccabees 1:20.
Antiochus attacked Jerusalem on the Jewish Sabbath, knowing the Jews respected it so scrupulously that they would not take up arms on that holy day, even in self-defense. The streets of Jerusalem ran red with blood. Jewish survivors were taken captive and sold into slavery. Parts of their holy city were burnt to the ground, but the worst was yet to come. When we return, What pagan rites of sacrilege were practiced in the Holy Temple? And could Judaism survive the murderous tyranny of the Emperor Antiochus?
Maccabees, more on the mysteries of the Bible, Maccabee revolution and redemption. So we talk about Hanukkah, the Maccabee fighting holiday. We're talking about revolution. Yes, sir.
You are hereby released on the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No, no, no.
Personal recognizance?
No, no.
Mother's
no,
custody?
No, no, no.
Man, let's have a revolution. Let's have a revolution.
Earth run red, red up. Yes,
oh, my, 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 yes, I'm my, my, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, watch the places you walk and mind the way you talk, the way you talk. Watch out for the vampire who will sneak up in the dark, in the dark. Watch out for the big time thief who can say by bringing in the crack and the gun to come and stop the youth them heart. Red, red, red. When you all a look down on a tea bread, I hear an excuse dead.
Happy feast. It's the feast, also known as the Festival of Lights, Get into those details right there. But here for the Rastafari, the Monday podcast right here. In this 2021 year, we have the second day of Hanukkah. Hanukkah has to do with livication on English and the KJV, the dedication. The dedication of the house, of the temple. The relivication of the temple is known as Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is connected with Maccabees, and here just giving a kind of an overview. Let's go through an overview of the reason for the season. It's very interesting with the Orthodox Tewahedo Church and the other Orthodox ancient churches with their observation from roughly around the time of the Western Gentile so-called Thanksgiving Day, you know, that whole massacre of indigenous peoples and many ones fast, and we have the fast of the prophets. So when we see about this as a feast, it's a festival and a feast of lights, of light. So it's still possible, right, for ones and ones to fast. When you understand what fasting is, on one level it's fasting from food, right? But since man is a trinity, a tripartite being, right, we can fast in our spirit, can fast in our soul, and of course the natural fasting from food. But Hanukkah, here, because Hanukkah is a 8-day holiday, there has to be at least one day when the Shabbat, the Sabbath, and Hanukkah, they overlap, and this is often referred to as Shabbat Hanukkah. And in some cases, there are even two. And this is on years when Hanukkah, also another key about Hanukkah, Hebraically is linked with the name Enoch. Hanukkah, the name Enoch. And Enoch in that sense has to do with being initiated. Like, so the idea of the dedication or livication is like a reinitiating, like a rebooting in that sense. But Hanukkah, Enoch, and the connection with Hanukkah, also as a point of reference, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, because in that last clip from Mysteries of the Bible, Maccabee Revolution and Redemption, they pointed to the fact that when the Yehudi, when our people, Jah people, were attacked by the Greeks, right, in their Greek simulation, the hell. So it's a resisting Hellenization, right, for Ionites, resisting the whole whitewash and counterfeit Christianity, right, counterfeit Christianity. So here, just moving forward. So when Hanukkah occurs, right, it's an 8-day liberation. At least one day is when the Shabbat and Hanukkah, when they overlap, that being called Shabbat Hanukkah. And in some cases, there may be even two. And this is on years when Hanukkah actually begins on a Shabbat, on a Sabbath day. Now, when that occurs, there's a time-saving custom and tradition, which is to read the Maftir, which is an additional reading from a different Torah scroll, during the services. During the rest of the Shavua, the rest of the week, the rest of the strong, the Maftir is divided over the 8 days of Hanukkah, right? And then we have a chart right here for the 8-day liberation in this season, beginning on the first day, the Yom HaRishon, or the Ehud, in the Amharic, the Ehud, which is referred to as the Sunday. Now, let's remember that the day, according to Yahweh, Truth and Life and the Glory of His Majesty, the Bible, the day actually begins at the sundown. So with this evening and morning is one day. It's at that eve time right there. Now, one of the main readings right here from the New Testament, what's interesting is that although even in many of the Hebrew Bibles, Hanukkah is, well, actually Maccabees, the book of Maccabees is not found. What is interesting is that in the New Testament, in John's Gospel, Yohanan, chapter 9, verses 1 to 7, as well as John chapter 10, verses 22 and 39, we have a reference, right, a reference to this feast, this festival that occurs in the winter moon. So here we are out of season. What we mean by out of season In season is when we have the seven appointed feasts of Yahweh of Jehovah that begins roughly around April, May, which is like the first moon, ecclesiastically, Hebrew, churchically speaking, and fulfilling on the seventh moon, the seventh month, where we have the Yom Teruah, the Rosh Hashanah, also the Addis Amet, and we have the Day of Atonement, finding of the true cross. We have Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles of Ingathering. So from the first month, the first moon, ecclesiastically, churchically speaking, this is like the holy, we say the holy year, ecclesiastical, churchical, beginning April, May, to the seventh moon, the seventh month, we have three seasons, and in the three seasons, there are seven commanded, appointed feasts, festivals. You can refer to them in Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 23. Now, since Hanukkah celebrates, ilibrates, what does it ilibrate? It ilibrates the victory of Maccabee, of the Maccabee forces. That's found also in the Maccabee Bible, the victory, the Yeshua, the salvation. Word for salvation and victory, one of the words, Yeshua, from the Yasha, is one and the same. So when we speak of salvation Hebraically, we also can apply it even militarily to victory. So since Hanukkah, it celebrates the victory of Maccabee and the Maccabee forces. Oh, Maccabee in the Hebrew, Maka is one of the words for hammer. For the hammer, Maka is the hammer, all right? So when resisting, we call it the Maccabee fighting out of there and resisting assimilation and Hellenism, even today in the whitewashing, the counterfeit Christianity, we got to have that hammer, right? The Maccabee forces, the Hebrew hammer over the Greeks, and the relivication of the Beit Mikdash, of the Beit HaMikdash, the house of the holy Hekar, the holy temple in Yerushalayim, in Irah Salam. The additional Hanukkah Torah readings are also connected with the livication called the dedication of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the dwelling place in the Hebrew from Shakan, Shakan. Here we also get words like Shekinah, the Shekinah, that presence that was said to have illuminated or lighted up and around the Ark of the Covenant in the innermost of the holy place of the sanctuary. So we have the connection of the additional Torah, Hanukkah Torah readings with the livication of the Mishkan, the dwelling place, the tabernacle, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Oh, another note right here in the season, seeing that we had the second day, and according to Gregorian, this is November 29th, 2021, and here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 21. Psalm 21, which its main theme is a thanksgiving, the thanksgiving for victory, thanksgiving for Yeshuot, thanksgiving for Yeshua, thanksgiving for victory, hotter the battle, sweeter the victory. Now, the first 7 days of Hanukkah, during the first 7 days of Hanukkah, what do I and I read? I and I read of the sacrifices and the gifts. And this is connected here with Numbers chapter 7. And Numbers chapter 7, we have the principle of the Hebrew principle of Hanukkah, from Hanok, Hanak, and also the name Enoch, which can be interpreted to be one who was initiated, as Enoch was initiated into the higher mysteries. So the first 7 days of Hanukkah, we read of the sacrifices and the gifts in Numbers chapter 7 that were offered by the first seven tribal leaders, the first of the seven, take note, the first of the seven tribal leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel. On the eighth day, of Hanukkah, I and I read, we read of the offerings of the remaining five leaders. And we continue, I and I continue to the next Torah portion, the next Torah reading and feeding, which is interesting here, is the 10th sabbatical study for the upcoming Strong. And it's Miketz. Me in the Hebrew in this sense means from. Kate is from the end, from the extremity, from the end, or often theme at the end. Speaking about Yehoshaphat, Joseph at the end of 2 years, where he was falsely incarcerated and imprisoned on false molestation or rape charges. But that right there is coming forward, the next Torah reading and feeding. And what's interesting, too, is the connection, the connection to the dream of Paro. And the symbolism there also reflects here the menorah. And for I and I, for some Yehudis and for some Jews, they've developed this. This is something that is a latter-day tradition not found in Torah, and one may observe it at their own free will. However, it is the menorah. The menorah has the seven branches, or the three on one side, the three on the other, and the Shemesh. Shemesh in Hebrew is the sun. In the sun, like the sun in the sky, the sun, the center branch is known as the Shemesh. Some of the Yehudi nowadays, they have what's known as the Hanukkiah, which has nine. Like we said, that right there, we don't, that's an additional, that is something that's outside of the paradigm right there, because part of Hanukkah and a part of the Feast of Lights is based on the tribe that one day's worth of oil. Every day, as we read in Torah, every day the priests would go in to the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and would clean and purify the lamps, would take away the soot, would add oil, so forth and so on, so that the seven branches would continue to light and to illuminate. And during this battle, during the Maccabee time and the Hanukkah time, one day's worth of oil, because war changes up things. War stops the economy, stops the movement of goods and services. So there was only one day's worth of oil, of shemen. And that one day's worth of oil was able to last for 8 days, that one day for 8 days. So therefore, what sort of menorah? Were they using the menorah then, or were they using the Hanukkiah, which is this latter-day, invention of some Jews where it has nine branches? Well, obviously, according to HaTorah, they was using the menorah with the seven branches. Therefore, we advise and we also use the seven as well. And keep the lights lighting for 8 days. Some using this Hanukkiah, the tradition nowadays in the latter days is to light light one light on each of the days. But what happened then, according to tradition, what happened is that one day's worth of oil for the seven lights lasted for 8 days. Therefore, what should we do? We should keep the lights lit for at least those 8 days. So as we continue to read even the next Torah portion here in the season, this Miketz at the end, reading about Ha'elohim, the power, Elohim's commandment to Aharon, to Aaron. Aaron HaKohen, Aaron HaMoshiach. Aaron was the priest, and the high priest was the anointed. So the first anointed, according to the scripture, was Aaron and his sons. This is why in the New Testament, the Brit Chadash, the Adis Kidan, in the New Testament writing, you find the likeness of Moshiach, Yeshua, and the true disciples, the called, chosen, and faithful. Yeshua being the Moshiach, the high priest, like Aaron, and the disciples being as the sons of Aaron, the other anointed ones. So Aaron was commanded to kindle Ha Menorah, the seven-branch menorah. Where? In the tabernacle, in the Mishkan. On the Shabbat, the Sabbath of Chanukah, I and I also add what's known as the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, the additional reading. And the additional reading is from the book of Zechariah, 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 Zechariah. It's an interesting name. Zakar in Hebrew as a noun is and means male, male, like opposite of female, a male. Zakar with Nikabal. He made man in his image after his likeness, male and female. Zakar with Nikabal. So Zakar in that sense is male. As a verb, Zakar means to remember. So Zechariah, that additional Haftarah reading means a remembrance of Yah. Yah or Jah is the Savior name. What's the difference between Yah and Yahweh and Jehovah? Well, in its usage, the name Yah or Jah is the Savior name of Yisrael. That's the name of the Savior. So when we call on Jah, you'll see that in Exodus. That's the key name that is used, Yah. So Zechariah, the remembrance of Jah, that also is read. And that speaks of Zechariah's prophecy of the male of Jah, the remembrance of he who be's prophecy concerning a menorah. So in the book of Zechariah, the prophet Zacharias, Zechariah, there is a prophecy concerning a menorah. A menorah is the lampstand, falsely often called the candle, you know, the candlesticks, but they didn't use candlesticks, they use lamps, and the lamps were powered by oil. Today, we may use, you know, maybe candles, symbolically speaking, but let's understand the first type. As the word says, take heed to do all things according to the pattern. That's what Moshe was told upon constructing the holy place, the dwelling place, the Mishkan for Jehovah. Now on Rosh Chodesh Tevet, usually it's the sixth day of Hanukkah, usually, right? The new moon, right? Additional readings about the new month, the new moon, are recited. Now in the Jewish church, the ancient Jewish church, which in the Greek is called the synagogue or the synagogue, the seen gathering, the seen together, seen means together. And gaga, two words, gaga means to gather. So in the Jewish church or the Hebrew church, on each of the days of Hanukkah, we recite a full halal, shalom, right? The halal is like, the halal is like we say, the ililta in Ethiopia among the Orthodox, the ililililil. Ililta is like praises, exaltation. The book of Psalms is called Tehillim, because it's speaking of the ililta. And lilta, as we said, the ililta right there, that's the symbolic of it, but it speaks to the praises, the eyes, as I and I would say. In addition, we have what is known as Al-Hanisim. Al Hanisim. Al means upon, al on. Ha is a definite article, the. And Nisim. Nisim means miracles. Miracles or Nis. Nis is a miracle. Nisim is miracles. What's interesting is by a slight difference of the vowel sound, we have the word Nais. Nais. Nais is a banner. Is a banner, ensign, like a flag, so to speak. So Al HaNisim, right, is included as part of the Hoda'ah, the Hoda'ah, to say thanks, like the thanks, the blessings, right? The Hoda'ah blessings of the Amidah. And the Amidah is the standing prayer. Amidah, to stand. Amidah, the standing prayer. And also there is what is known as the Berakat HaMazon. It's a traditional baraka blessing that's recited after the grace after meal. It's the blessing recited after eating a meal. Al HaNasim, on the miracles. It praises Isis, Hashem, the name, Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, he who be, we be his divine majesty, for delivering Jah people at the time of the Maccabees. Collectively, these praises, these Isis, collectively, all together, the praises and the berkot, the blessings, are called the Yemei Halel Wehoda'ah, the days of like praises and thanksgiving in the prayer book. Now, another interesting connection with Hanukkah here in the season, also with the Tawahido Church, the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David, in the true Orthodox church, we have the connection of the Tzomer Nabiyat, the Tzomer, the fast of the prophets for 44 days beginning this year, beginning on what they call Thanksgiving Day, the 25th, that extends all the way to the visit of the Magi, what's called the Magi, right? The Magi who had visited Yeshua, his mother, and his stepdad at the house. People confuse the two witnesses in the New Testament. They often confound the angels and the shepherds that had visited Mary and child right in the manger with the visit of the Magi that occurred way later, like about roughly, say, a month, about 3 months later. In other words, the birth of the Moshiach. When was the birth of the Moshiach? Many believe that when the Orthodox Church celebrates the birth of Christ on the 7th, the 6th, the eve to the 7th of January, that's when he was born. But in the ancient tradition, right, that is verified by the Hebrew tribe and the Hebrew tradition, remember, Judeo-Christianity, Judeo-Christian is the root that before the Ethiopians, the faithful Ethiopians were Christian, that the Yehudi, the Hebrew tradition was there from even the time of Menelik and Amawi, Menelik the first, and the 12,000 Hebrew firstborn sons, that the visit on the 7th was the Magi. If you're reading your Bibles, it says that they visited Yeshua when they were at home. And the previous, when he was born during the season and during the time that we called Tabernacle Sukkot. According to the ancient church, the ancient Orthodox church, that corresponds with New Year's Day or with Adis Amet, where in the ancient church, they observe that both Mary, his mother, and Yeshua were born on the same day. And in the ancient church tradition, we find it as September 11th or on a leap year observed on the 12th. But the connection there, finding of the true cross and with tabernacles, is clearly brought out in the New Testament, where it says that the word became flesh, right, and dwelt, or in the Hebrew sense, tabernacled with us. So the birth of the Savior is also connected right here with the Hanukkah, right, and with this Maccabee fighting, Holiday fighting holiday. Let's share this right here, brothers and sisters, right here, before riding up, just a little interlude right here, Hanukkah blessing right here by Temple Rockers. Ayabingi. So here, that from Temple Rockers right there. Look more coming forward to Al-Ha Nassim, upon the miracles. But here, speaking about the birth of the Savior, the birth of the Moshiach, Yeshua. Now, through the promise, though the promised birth of Ha'adon, the Lord, Yeshua, Hanotri, Jesus of Nazareth, may have occurred, right, and it's likely based on the three witnesses, ancient witnesses we have from the old Tewahedo church, some old manuscripts, right, as well as Ethiopia Kingdom of God. They bear witness of that, and studying the scripts as well, the scriptures, and understanding the basic foundation of Jah's, the Judaic, we could say, way, occurring during the holiday of Sukkot. Sukkot is tabernacles. And with the incarnation occurring during Hanukkah, during this time, the feast, the festival of light, the festival of illumination, thus another theme that we have in John's gospel concerning light, concerning the light, the true light, the light. You know, many people of good faith, they still observe either the traditional Gentile, WASP, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, Western Gentile church, December 25th. Regardless of that, right here, at least if they do that, we don't observe as we played Maccabee in the beginning, Christmas canceled. You know, at least that Christmas they're canceled. We're looking forward to when the Magi visited Yeshua, right, and his mother and the family at home, right, coming forward on January 7th. But regardless of what your particular conviction or tradition surrounding the date of the Messiah's birth or Christ Jesus' birth, however, the most important point, some say, right, is that he was born to be that sacrifice. Others say to die. According to Hebrews, the reference point here scripturally can be Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 7. Now, indeed, the story of his birth is only significant, right, in relation to that sacrifice, that sacrificial giving that had resulted in the crucifixion, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and ascension. Mark chapter 8, verse 27 to 33 as a point of reference to that. Now, the manger, what is called the manger scene. This leads directly, many say, to the cross, to the mezcal, right? That's the old, quote, gospel story itself that, according to John chapter 3, verse 16, that Ha'elohim Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. This matter is of first importance, Christologically speaking, namely that Yeshua, that Jesus, was born, right, to save his people from their uckery and to die for our sins. And here we have to put a little note here. Some Christians say, well, he died, my sins are forgiven because he died for my sins. But we, Hebraically, Judaically, according to the teaching of His Majesty, we see the fact that he died because those who he came to save had conspired to kill him. So in the sense of he dying for our sins is not murder, is not false accusation and false witness of sin. Therefore, the more true Hebraic sense of him dying for our sins from a Hebraic Judaic perspective is because he came to save us, and there were those of us who sought to kill him. And murder is a sin. In the grace of the Almighty and in the faith of the Almighty, he came to make I and I right with his Father, our Father. And he was raised, from the dead. Take note right there that according to the Bible, Yeshua did not raise himself, but it was Elohim Ha'ab, Elohim the Father who raised him, to vindicate his own righteousness, the righteousness of Ha'elohim, of the power, the true good, the true God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 5 also brings out a point of reference there. His birth, or rather his incarnation, his being in the carnal, the Word taking on carnality, that led to what is referred to as his birth. His incarnation was the first step toward his sacrifice for I and I deliverance. Point of reference, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 to 18. So while so-called, quote, Christmas, end quote, is customarily the time that many people observe the birth of the Savior, who they refer to as Jesus Christ, we refer to him as Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christos, it is surely appropriate to celebrate, to celebrate Yeshua's glory, his glory as I and I risen King, even the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, every day in I and I lives and I and I liberty. Therefore, I and I truly, sincerely wish and desire each and every one of I to have a wonderful, you know, season, this season. Some refer to it as the Christmas season, but let's call it the Christ birth season. You know, the Christ birth season. May I and I all take the time to reflect upon the profound gifts of Ahadu, of Echad, of the One, Ha Echad, of the One, who, being so great that he emptied himself, according to the scripture, he emptied himself of all his regal glory and power to be clothed in human flesh, to be clothed in mortality. I am a man. I am mortal. In order to die for I and I uckery, I and I sins, as I and I sin offering before the Father, Ha'ab, his Father, our Father. And here we have John chapter 3, verse 16. Ki kein oheb Elohim et ha'olam ad asher natan na edo et beno et yechido v'kol ha'ma'amin ba'u lo yobad ki bo yimtza chaye olam. For Elohim so loved the world. Let's put a note here too. Now, Hebraically speaking, yes, it can be translated as that, but there's a verse in the prophets that make the connection with this, for God so loved the world. In the Hebrew, the word for world and the construct and sense can also be eternally. In other words, a sense of interpretation, the word like olam and olamim means like forever, has a sense of forever, or to a time indefinite. So it says ki for Cain, for yes, oh hey, for yes, he loved Elohim, for yes, Elohim loved et ha'olam, or yes, Elohim loved forever, his forever love, that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life, should have chaye olam. Ki kein oheb Elohim et ha olam ad asher natana ba edo et beno et yechido v'kol ha'ma'amin bo lo yobad ki bo yimtza chaye olam, should have chaye, chaye, life, lives, olam, forever, forever, forever and ever. Yes, I. Look a bit more on, was Jesus really born on December 25th? Get into that a little bit more. But here, Ha Al-Ha-Nasim, about the miracles, right here.
מזמור כף אלף, אלף, אלף. למנצח מזמור לדוד. 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 מזמור לדוד.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice?
Uvishuatecha mayagel meod, meod. מאוד, מאוד, מאוד.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire, 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 desire.
תאוות ליבו נתת לו, נתת לו, נתת לו.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah, 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 Selah.
וארשת שפתיו בל מנעת סלה, 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 סלה.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power, 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 thy power.
Yes, yes, yes. Hear today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm 21, thanksgiving for victory. Ideal here for the season, and that right there from before that, from Al-Ha-Nisim, the basic words, the translation of that right there, Al-Ha-Nisim wa Al-Ha-Purkan wa Al-Ha-Geburot wa Al-Ha-Tishuot wa Al-Ha-Milchamot She'asita La Botenu Bayamim Haheim Bazaman Hazet. The translations, we, I and I thank thee, the I, also for the miracles. I and I thank the I also for the miracles, or upon the miracles, Al Ha Nisim, for the redemption, Al Ha Purkan. For the mighty deeds, wa al ha geburot, and saving acts, and victorious acts, saving acts, with al ha teshuot, wrought, done, did by the eye, as well as for the wars, with al Ha milchamot she'asita, that the eye has done, did she'asita, did wage for our fathers, our patriarchs, la abotenu, in the days of old, Bayamim Haheim, in their days, literally in the Hebrew, in their days, La Botenu Bayamim Haheim, in their days, at this time, at this Iowa, in this season, Ba Zaman, in the Zaman, the season, Ba Zaman, in the season, Hazeh, in the season, the this, in this season. So that right there, that was the word. So that Al Ha Nisim tune, also a tune right here, a chant of Isis, usually on the Shabbat of Hanukkah, but we share that right here on the podcast here. We thank the eye also for the miracles, for the redemption, for the mighty deeds and saving acts wrought, done, did by thee, as well as for the wars that thou didst wage for I and I fathers, I and I patriarch, in the days of old, at this season. Ani lechozer, repeat one more time. Al ha nisim wa al ha purkan wa al ha geburot wa al ha teshuot wa al ha milchamot she'asita labotenu bayamim haheim bazman hazeh. And here's a good segue right here to today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, that is themed thanksgiving for victory. Here, call forth the army Gideon, and I, Wyndham, I, Ach, Brother Ross Anbesa here with today's daily psalm from the album Forsake Not. Psalm 21, right here, Yes, I, Rastafari, world of money.
Best of my hour, what I'm in fact to do, I had to have a little bit of time. Miss Moran and the car, that we miss more.
To the chief musician, the Psalm of David, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Jah, Rastafari, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. For you have given him his heart's desires and not withholding the request of his lips. Selah. For you prevented him with the blessing of goodness, and you set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He had life of thee and now gave it him even length of days for ever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty have you laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed for ever and ever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad in thy countenance. For the king said, Amawi, I this last trust in the Abiris. And through the mercy of the Most High, Jah, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out thine enemies, and thy right hand shall find out all those that hate thee, O Most High. For like a fiery oven shall you burn them in all thine anger, fire blaze. And if the Abir shall swallow them up in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall you destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. O Baal HaAdam. For they and those intend evil against thy and I, and they imagine mischievous devices, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them to turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon the strings against to face them. Be exalted, O Jah, Rastafari, in thy strength. So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Bobbya Rastafari.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Rastafari, in thy salvation, O greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholding the request of his lips. Selah. For thou hast prevented him with the blessing of goodness, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him. He for length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation, honor and majesty as thou laid upon him, King Selassie. Rastafari. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Most High, King Selassie, through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord King Selassie shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shall thou make them turn their back. Thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy fruit against the fights of them. Be thou exalted, O the Most High, pure majesty, Emperor King Selassie. So, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Rastafari, Sabababala. Hey, hey, hey.
Praise it, praise it, praise it. Praise it to the eyes of the day. Praise it, praise it, praise it.
One praise it.
Praise the Most High always. Praise it, praise it, praise it.
The king shall join in thy strength, O Rastafari, in thy salvation, O greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholding the request of his lips. Selah. For thou hast prevented him with the blessing of goodness, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked the life of thee, and thou gavest it him. He for length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation, honor and majesty as thou laid upon him, King Selassie. Rastafari. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Most High, King Selassie, through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate me. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord King Selassie shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee, they imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shall thou make them turn their back. Thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the faces of them. Be thou exalted, O the Most High, pure Majesty, Emperor and King Selassie. So, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Rastafari, Sababambala, hey, hey, hey.
Yes, 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 Isis, Isis, Thanksgiving. Praises and Yanku Isis, Thanksgiving for victory. Victory, even the Maccabee fighting Isla Day, victory. Yes, I hope ones and ones and ones give thanks for those on the live stream and others can tune in. But I guess many of I and I people, even many Rastas are too Hellenized to really recognize the significance. Hopefully we can resist and help them to un-Hellenize themselves so they can recognize the true significance of Maccabees, right? The fighting Isla Day and the connection of Hanukkah right here, 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 when we're talking and people talking about revolution. This is revolution here, Iritical revolution. Psalm 21, Mizmor Kaf Aleph. Just a couple of notes right here on Mizmor Kaf Aleph. Or Psalm 21, Psalm XXI. Thanksgiving for victory. Thanksgiving for Yeshuot. Yeshuot. Yeshua, victory, salvation. Here, 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 there's verse 3 in the KJV. Where it says, thou preventest him. Thou preventest him. I think it's the KJV. I have the Hebrew in front of me, but I heard that in the SCORVI. And, you know, when it's redone, give thanks to Ras Anbesa, Army Gideon. Also, Sister Kalungi has, we just played it, a Psalm 21 tune right there, there, there. Now, the interpretation of Targum here, right, the ancient Aramaic translation of the Bible, it interpreted the psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, referring to the Messianic King. Now, some thought that, well, the language of the psalm seems to some people to sound too exalted, too high, high, high for any earthly monarch. Some say that the psalm was best understood as a sequel to the preceding psalm, to Psalm 20, and Psalm 20 is deemed the prayer before battle, right? Now, the battle here in today's daily psalm, the battle had been fought and won, and we have a hymn of Yanku Isis, thanksgiving for the victory, the Yeshua, the salvation of the campaign. So accordingly, in this sense, the title that reads Laminatiyah Mizmor LeDawid for the leader, the chief musician, Laminatiyah Mizmor, a chant, Isis LeDawid of David, LeDawid of David in this sense is brought out as on behalf of David. But now bringing it forward right here, just a note, because a couple of days ago, I think we was touching on the Kedem and the Kedem linguistic, the connection of the Kedem, as we say, Kedamawi. It's not Kedamawi. That's a whole other kind of word construct. It's Kedamawi. Ke, ku, ki, ka, ke, ke, ko. E-E-E-U-E-I-A-O. So it's Kedamawi, but that root, the root, the Kedama, Hebraically, the Kadam root, is found in the third verse. So if you could turn your Bibles or you check it out even later to the third verse. In the third verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, let's bring up the KJV right here, so we can compare it side by side. I'm going to write up the Royal Amharic after this. Stay tuned. So here, 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 we have the third verse where it reads in the King James Version, "For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head." Again, "For thou," the I, speaking to Hashem, speaking to the name, speaking to he who be who he be, "for the I preventest. Whoa. Roman says in Psalm 47 and 7, is that it? Psalm 47 and 7, "to give praises, eyes of understanding." So what in the world does it mean, preventus? I mean, what does prevent mean? Here, this is like old King James and how the linguistics language, you know, especially the English language, changes, or there's a lot of connotations right here, right? But in the old sense, what does preventus? You know, like if you prevent somebody, it doesn't sound good, does it? Like, to prevent them, you know, maybe from doing a bad thing. But here it says, "For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness." I don't know about the I then, but I, you know, in reading over that and chanting and, you know, curiosity kicks in. Oh, what does that mean? But by study, we get to now see in the Hebrew right here, just to zoom in on this particular verse to make another Kedamawi. We like to make another Kedamawi point, right? You know, if Yadin was Jamaican, you know, more ones would accept what we're saying. But, you know, when they get it, then they'll say it, and then they'll accept it for themselves. But hear the truth right here.
Bakadamawi.
በቀዳሚ
ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
the previous audio which is referring to Oritza Fitret, or to the Ethiopic Genesis. In the Ethiopic, it says be kedami. Kedami is the word be kedami, and we have kedamawi. And here in the Hebrew, to this verse 3, where it reads in the English translation, the King James Version translation says, "For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness." For the eye preventeth him. The more better translation should be, and maybe you can update it in your Bible to take note of it, "For thou meetest him." Thou meetest him. Thou meetest him, or thou goest before him with the choicest blessings, or the good blessings. Here in the Hebrew, this verse here is the fourth verse, corresponding to the King James Version, third verse of Psalm 21. Ki te kademeinu. Ki for te kademeinu. Te kademeinu. Kademeinu. Kademeinu te kademeinu. Speaking to he, te kademeinu, for the I. Speaking directly to him, speaking directly to a male. Ki for te kademeinu. For the I goest before him, or meetest, in a sense, even confrontest him. Confrontest him or meetest him. In another sense, goes before him. Ki tik adameinu birkot to. Birkot. Birkot is the plural of the baraka, blessing. Birkot, blessings. Bereket, we would say in Amharic, bereket, right? But birkot here, blessings, to, tawab, good, tawab. Ki tik adameinu berkot to, for the eye meets him, for the eye confronts him, for the eye goes before him. Kia Tikademenu. So Tikademenu is based on the Shoresh or the root Adam, corresponding to Kedem. Kia Tikademenu Berkot To. Tashita Le Rosho. Itaret Paz. Tashit, Tashit, the Isetis, Tashit, the Isetis, Le Rosho, for his head, for his Ras, Rasu, Rasu in the Amharic, Rosho, Rosho, for his head, Itaret, Itaret, Itaret is a crown, that which goes around, Atar, Atar, like a fence or a crown, Itaret Paz. Paz. Paz here is brought out as fine gold. From the word, the Hebrew word paz, do we get the sense of the word pizzazz, like blinging in that sense. So just to bring forward this sense here from verse 3 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, verse 3, where it says, for thou preventest him, to avoid any sense of confusion. Right? For thou meetest him, for the eye confrontest him, for the eye goes before him with the good blessings or the blessings of goodness. Here, we got like 20 minutes here before we ride up into the grace period of this podcast right here. So much things to share right here, right now. But here, we'll try to put in as much as we can, just to remind one.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Thanksgiving. Yes,
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Now, call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, but few are choosing.
So we're going to ride up right here with the Royal Amharic, right? Go through the verse by verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, right here. But first this, native speaker Abraham Chebude, here on Life is Eternal, Redam. Yes, sir. All right.
مزمور هيا بك النف هيا عند لما زمران عليك آي داويت مزمور عبيتو بهاي له نقوس دس سلوح بما دانه اجيك هاسيتن يادرك يلبون فكار ستهو يكن فرون ملمنا عالكالك كالكو ببقو بركات درسه اللة تعلنا ككبور انكو يهونا زوجن براسو لانور هيوتن لمنا ستهو لرجم زمن لزلالهو بمعدانه كبرو تحلاقنو كبرن النام سقانان چمر كل يزلالهم بركتن ستهو علنا بفيتهم دستا دستا سنو عل نقوس بقزيافير تمامنو علنا بلقلم مهرس عينا ووتن اجيه تقلاتو تشهن هلو تاقينياتشو انهم يمي تقلون هلو تاقينياتشو بتقوط اهم جزيه اند اسات اتون عدرقاتشو እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከምድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋለች
ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ተመልሳቸዋል ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃል አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ በል ጥናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን
Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Edek, Mezmor Dawit, Mezmor Haya And. The 21st psalm, Mezmor Dawit, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. What we have today is thanksgiving for victory. For victory, victory, heart to the battle of the sweet, the victory. In today's daily psalm, the 21st psalm, the psalmist and I praises Egeziabihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, the good father for the way. He protects, guidance, protection, the way he protects and blesses the Davidic king. Thanksgiving for victory. Thanksgiving for deliverance, for salvation. The Targum, or the Tirgum, the ancient Aramaic translation of the Bible, interpreted the psalm, today's daily psalm, of the Messianic King, of the Negus Messiah, Negus Messiah, the King Messiah. Some moderns have accepted this reading because some say the language sounds too exalted for an earthly monarch. It is best understood as the sequel of the preceding psalms. Today's daily psalm, the 21st psalm, a note here in the HSV, Haile Selassie I, the HIM Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible. We have today's daily psalm, and the numbering, it's higher, it's 20. Right? In the brackets, the kinfuist, it's higher and, because of the ancient numbering, and also the Hebrew, many places in Sefer Tehillim reflects this. So in His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, we have that unique numbering that reflects the ancient or the ancient manuscripts. So today's daily psalm in the ancient time, the 20th psalm, but here in the brackets, parentheses, but in twist, we have Haya And to align it with what we have in the latter days and time, the 21st psalm, today's psalm, where I and the psalmist praises Adonai Jah, Rastafari, for the way he protects and blesses the Davidic king. So we have today's daily psalm, thanksgiving, Miskana, thanksgiving for the giving of thanks, as the sequel of the preceding psalm. So today's psalm 21st as a sequel to the 20th psalm. The battle, or the bakal, right? The battle had been fought and won, and we have a hymn of thanksgiving, a hymn of Miskana, in the Amharic, the royal Amharic Mishkana, Hebraically the Torah, the Thanksgiving offering, a hymn of Mishkana for the success of the campaign of the Sarawit, of the campaign. Accordingly, in the Hebraic, it says, Lid David of David, again means in this context on behalf of David. In the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the superscription here is Lemezemran Aleka, Yedawit Mezmor, Lemezemran Aleka, to the chief musician, to the musician's chief, the chief musician for the leader. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor, a psalm, Mezmor, a chant. In the Hebrew we say Mizmor, Mizmor Le Dawit. Here, yeah, Mezmore, yeah, Mezmore, Mezmore Dawit, one form of it, or yeah, Dawit of David, yeah, Dawit Mezmor, Mezmor. So here, Givir, Givir, Givir. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of the righteous king, Melchizedek, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, weep not, behold, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, having prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof, we have today's daily psalm, Mezmore, Dawit, Haya, and Lemezamran aleka ye Dawit mezmor, to the chief musician for the leader, a psalm of David. Abetu behailihi negus desilewal bemadanihi ijiga hasetina yadargal. The king, the negus, the king shall joy in thy strength. Abetu bechailihi negusa desilewal. O Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house, he who be, we be, is divine majesty. And in thy salvation, be madanihi Ijiga hasetina yadargal. How greatly Ijiga hasetin yadargal. How greatly shall he rejoice. Ye lubuna fekada setaho. Ye kena farunima limena. Ala kalakala hawim. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, his heartical desire. Ye libun fekada setaho, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Ye ken farunim limena ala kalakala hawim selah. Bebego bereketa darsehil letalina, ka kubura inkwe yahone zaudina berasu laya norih. For thou, the eye, preventest him with the blessing, the bereket of goodness. Bebego bereketa darsehil letalina. Thou preventest, thou reachest him, thou meetest him. Exiavihir, the sustainer, the good father, condescended to manifest his favor to the negus, even negus and neges, by coming to meet him with gifts. Kokobur inkwe, yahone zaudina berasulai anore, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. Hiwatina lemene setahuim le regim zemina lezalalemu. Hiwatina lemene setahuim le regim zemina lezalalemu. He asked life of thee, I. And thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever, for ever and ever. Hiwatina lemene setaho le regim zemin lezalalemu. The madani hikubrua talakano. Kubrinina miskanana chemarihilet. His glory is great in thy salvation. Be madanihi kubru talakno. Honor and majesty kubrinna miskanan hast thou laid upon him. Chemarihilet has I added to him. Yezalalem abarakatina setahwalina defeatihim desita desatasenyewale. For thou hast made him most blessed forever, for ever. Yezalalem barakatina setahwalina. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance, with thy face, thy presence, thy perception. Befitihim desuta desa tasenyawale. Ngus be egziavihera temamno alina. Bel ulima mhireta ainawat. For the king, the Ngus, trusteth in Ekaziyavihir, in sustainer, in the good, the generous Ab, and through the mercy of the Most High, Be'l'ulim Amhiret, he shall not be moved. I know it. Iji, t'latochihino hulu taginyacho. Ken yehim yemiyat eluhino hulu taginyacho. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Ijih telatochihin hulu ataginyacho. Thy right hand, ken yehim, shall find out those that hate thee. I, ken yehim yemiyat eluhin hulu taginyacho. Bete kwetahim gize indesata itona dirgacho. Egziar herra be kutawa yat efachual. Isatima tibelachualech. Thou, the eye, shall make them as a fiery oven in the time, in the Iowa, of thine anger. Betekotahim gizein de isatitona dirgacho. The Lord, Ekziavi, the stain of the good, the generous Ab, shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Ekziavi herra bekutawa yatefachual, isatima tibelachualech. Freyacho winna comidura zaracho winema kasole jocha tatefale. Their fruit shalt thou destroy, downstroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. Freyachuina kamidara zerachuinim kasoli joch tatafale. Kufatina beantelai zarigatewalina. Yamaya chalachuinim mikura asebu. For they intended evil against thee, I. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Kufatin be'antelai zarigatewalina. Yamaya telachuinim mukur asebu. Wode khalacho watemela sachuale. Filatsana befitacho laya tazegajale. Tazegajale. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back
ወደ ኋላቸው ትመለሳችኋለህ. When thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them, against the face of all of them. Filatana befitacho lai tazagajale avetu behaile kafkafbal sinatine manamesignalen in zamirmalen. Be thou exalted avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, in thine own strength avetu behaile kafkafbal. So will we sing and praise thy power. So will I and I sing and praise thy firmness.
Psalm 21.
Mizmor Kaf Alef. Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai. 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 Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice?
Uvishuatecha. Mayagel me'od, 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 me'od.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire, 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 desire.
Ta'avat libo natattalo, natattalo, natattalo.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah, 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 Selah.
Va'areshet sefatav bal mana'ata selah.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Thy power. Thy power. Thy power. Thy power. Thy
you go out, let's have a party tonight. Let's have a
hereby released on the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No! No!
Personal recognizance?
No!
Mother's custody?
No!
Man,
let's have a revolution.
Here, Shema Yisrael, today's daily song, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Nizmor Kaf Aleph, Psalm 21, Nizmor Kaf Aleph, for the leader, a psalm of David, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Lam natayach mizmor letaw Yahua be'azka yismach meleka uabia shuateka ma yagil meod. These words are to be read in the light illumination what scripture says elsewhere, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 10. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the peoples. To him shall the nations seek. Wahaya bayom hahu shoresha yishai asher omeda lenesa amim layoa koyim yidroshu with haita. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse. Wahaya bayom hahu shoresha yishai, which shall stand for an ensign of the peoples. Asher omeda lenesa amin. To him shall the nations seek. Elayo koyim yidaroshu. That is, seek the King Messiah. Seek the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, the Melech HaMoshiach, David's son, Ben Dawid, who will remain hidden until the time, the Iowa of redemption. And here, the notes to the Midrash for Mizmor Kaf Aleph for Psalm 21. The Messiah, HaMashiach, of the tribe of Yosef, Ayusef, Yawasa, of the tribe of Joseph, will fall in battle. Then HaMashiach Ben Dawid, then the Messiah, son of David, will be revealed, conquer his adversaries, and receive the tributes of the nations of HaGoyim, of the international community, the nationality. Rav Tanhuma said, the King Messiah, the Melech HaMashiach, will come for no other purpose than to teach the nations, to teach HaGoyim, the international community, the nationalities of the earth, 30 precepts, such as those of the booth, HaSukkah, the palm branch, and the tefillin. E.T. reads 6, but also there's others that in reading this reading, where the number 30, the number Shalosha, is given. According to this tradition, aside from the 6 commandments, the 6 commandments given originally to Adam, 24 more will be given to HaGoyim, to the nations, the nationalities, the international community, in the time, in the Iowa of HaMashiach, in the Iowa of the Messiah, the King Messiah, even the Black Messiah, thus bringing the total number of commands to 30. But all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons and children of Israel, will be taught precepts of Torah, of Jah's direction, instruction, of the teaching of His Majesty by HaKadosh, who by the Holy One, the Isle One Himself, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For it is said, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 13, all thy children shall be taught by the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13, where it reads, according to KJV, King James Version, and all thy children taught of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and great shall be the peace, the shalom of thy children. Wikola banayik limudei Yahuwah, wikraba shalom banayik, and all thy children taught of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and great the peace of thy children. We call Abanayik Vimdei Yahuwah, we Rab Shalom Banayik. Why not by HaMashiach? Why not by the Messiah? Because of the Messiah, of HaMashiach, it is said, to Him shall the nations, HaGoyim, shall the nations, the nationalities, the international community, shall the nations seek. To Him shall HaGoyim seek. Elayo Goyim Idroshu, to Him shall the nations seek. Elayo Goyim Idroshu. Rav Hanina said the name of Rav Acha, what can his rest shall be glorious. What can his rest shall be glorious. With haita me'anuchato kavod. What shall his rest be kavod? Shall be glory. Mean, except that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, will bestow a portion of his supernal glory upon Moshiach, Ha-Melech. Hence, here it is said, the king shall joy in thy, the I strength, O Lord. Yahuwah be'alzika yismach melech. O Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be, Yahuwah be'alzika yismach melech. In thy strength be'alzika, the king rejoices, is happy. Yahuwah be'alzika yismach melech. Another comment on Yahuwah be'azika yismach melech. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 24, verse 10, who is this king of glory? Mihu ze melech hakabod. Who then is the king of glory? Mihu ze melech hakabod. Rav Simon asserted, to whom can this king of glory, ze melech hakabod, refer except to that one king, that one melech, that one negus, even negus and neges, who bestows upon those who fear, who reverence, who respect him, a portion of his own glory. The Lord, he is the king whose glory is forever. Yahuwah Tzvaot, hu melech hakavod, Selah. The Lord of hosts, Yahuwah Tzvaot, he is the king of glory. Hu melech hakavod, Selah. Thus, like this, our masters taught in HaMishnah, in the Mishnah, a mortal king, one who may not ride on his horse, nor sit on his throne, nor take his scepter. Yet, Moses, was allowed to take the scepter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allowed to take the scepter of the Holy One, blessed be he. For it is said even in Shemot, in Exodus 4 and 20, Moses took the scepter of God in his hand. Vayikach Moshe et hamateh ha'Elohim b'yado. And Moses took the scepter of God, of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, in his hand, b'yado. Vayikach Moshe et hamateh ha'Elohim b'yado. And Elias was allowed to ride on the Lord's horse. What is the horse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the horse of the Holy One? Blessed be he. But the whirlwind and the storm, of which it is said, even in Nahum 1 and 3, in the whirlwind and in the storm is his way. Yahuwah Rekapayim Ugedala Kwacha Winokeh Loa Yinakeh Yahuwah Bisufa Ua Bisa Ara Darko We Anana Ibaka Ragla Nahum Nahum
chapter 1, verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit all have his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Therefore, what is the horse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu but the whirlwind and the storm? Of that it is said, in the whirlwind and in the storm is his way. Bisufah Ua Bisa'ara Darko. And scripture says, it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah by a whirlwind into heaven, in 2 Kings 2:1. Vayehi b'ha'elot Yahuwah et Eliyahu b'sa'ara ha'shamayim vayelek Eliyahu v'Elisha min ha'Gilgal. And it came to pass when Yahuwah would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Why he behaelota Yahuwah et Eliyahu b'sa'ara ha'shamayim vayelech Eliyahu v'Elisha min ha'Gilgal. A mortal king, one may not wear his crown, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be he, sets his crown on the head, HaRosh, on the Rosh, the Ras of Melech, HaMashiach, the King Messiah, as it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, hear, at verse 4, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. Tashita l'rosho itaret paz, thou the eye male, settest a crown of fine gold, of pure gold on his head. Tashita l'rosho itaret paz. A mortal king, one may not wear his purple, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his honor and majesty upon Melech HaMashiach, the King Messiah, as it is said, honor and majesty dost thou the eye put upon him. Hoda wihadara tishawe alayo. Honor and majesty, hod wihadara, dost thou the eye lay upon him. Tishawe alayo. A mortal king, one may not sit on his throne, yet it is written of Shlomo, of Solomon, yet it is written of Solomon. Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord in 1 Chronicles 29:23. Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Yahuwah. Solomon sat on the throne of Yahuwah of Jehovah. Vayesheba Shlomo al kisei Yahuwah. A mortal king, one may not call his viceroy king, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, called Moses Elohim, when he said to him, even in Shemot, in Shemot, in Exodus 7 and 1, see, I have made thee, thee, a god to Pharaoh. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe re'ei netatika Elohim le Pharaoh. With Aharon Achika Yehyeh Nebieka. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moses, see, Re'ei, I have made thee a Elohim, a God to Pharaoh, and Aharon, Aaron, Achika, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Re'ei, Netatika, Elohim le'Pharaoh. With Aharon Achika Yihyeh Nebieka. When he said to him, to Moshe, see, I have made thee a Elohim to Pharaoh. Re'ei Netatika Elohim le'Pharaoh. Ha Elohim, true good, true God, said also to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, in Psalm 82, verse 6, ye, y'all are gods, y'all are Elohim. Ani amarti Elohim atem ha'el. The true good, the true God, said also to the B'nai Yisrael, to the children of Israel, Elohim atem, ye y'all are Elohim. And he called them holy ones, as it said even in Vayikra, in Leviticus 21 and 6, they shall be holy to their Elohim, true good, true God. Kedoshim yihyu al Eloheihem. They shall be holy to their Elohim. Kedoshim yihyu al Eloheihem. And he said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 7 and 6, thou art a holy people to the Lord thy God. Ki om kadosh ata la Yahuwah Eloheka. Thou, the I, art a holy people to Yahuwah la Yahuwah Eloheka. Ki om kadosh ata la Yahuwah Eloheka. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, will call Moshiach HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach, after his own name. For it is said of Melech HaMoshiach, of the King Messiah, even in Yirmeyahu and Jeremiah, Ermias 23 and 6. This is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Wazeshmo Asha Yikarao Yahuwa Tzidkenu. This is his name. Wazeshmo. This is his name whereby he shall be called. Wazeshmo Asha Yikarao Yahuwa Tzidkenu. He who be, he be. I and I, our righteousness, Yahweh Tzidkenu. With Zeh Shemo Asher Yikra'o, Yahweh Tzidkenu. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, also shall be called after the Lord's name. For it is said of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, even in Ezekiel 48 and 35, the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord. That shall be her name. With Shem Ha'ir Yom Yahuwah Shama Shema. With Shem Ha'ir Yom Yahuwah Shema. When not reading it as Shama Zeya, but as Shema, her name. Thus, the name of the city from that day shall be Yahweh. That shall be her name. With Shem Ha'ir Miyom Yahweh Shemaha Yahweh Shama. Rav Lewi, Rav Levi said of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, it will be good for the city when her name, Shema, is the same as the name of her king, and the name of her king is the same as the name of her God. Accordingly, when scripture says, even in Micah, in Micah 5 and 3, the king shall stand and rule in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God.
We amada we ra'aha be'oz Yahuwah biyagon shem Yahuwah el Hayowah.
The king shall stand and rule in the strength of the Lord, in the strength of Yahuwah, we amada, we ra'aha be'oz Yahuwah. And here in KJV, Micah 5 and 4 is translated to read, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of Yahweh, of Jehovah. We amada we ra'aha be'oz Yahuwah biyagon shem Yahuwah el hayo. In the majesty of the name of Yahweh el hayo, of he who be, who he be, his power, his Elohim. It refers to the time, the Iowa, when the king shall joy in thy strength, O Jehovah, O Yahweh. Be'azekah yismach melech, O Jehovah, in thy strength. Be'azekah, the king shall rejoice, yismach melech. Yahweh, be'azekah yismach melech. Another comment, strength, az, clearly refers to Torah. For it is said, even in Psalm 29, Hebraically verse 11, the Lord gave strength to his people. Yahuwah Oza Le'amo Yitain. Yahuwah Jehovah will give strength to his people. Yahuwah Oza Le'amo Yitain. Or strength, Oz. Strength clearly refers to the Aron Habrit, to the Ark of the Covenant. For it is written, even in Psalm 78, Hebraically, verse 61, he delivered his strength into captivity. Vayitena lashvi ozo, and delivered his strength into captivity. Vayitena lashvi ozo. Or strength, oz,
clearly refers to kingship. For it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 2 and 10, he will give strength to his king. Ve'yiten oz le'malko. He will give strength to Malko, his king. Ve'yiten oz le'malko. Or finally, oz, strength, refers to Ha'ikal, the temple. For it is said even in Vayikra Leviticus 26 and 19, I will break the pride of your strength. I will break the pride of your strength. Ve'shavarti et ha'gaon ozkem, and I will break the pride of your power, ozkem, your strength. Ve'shavarti et ha'gaon ozkem. Thou, the eye, hast given him his heart's desire. Here in Mizmor Kaf Aleph, Psalm 21, here Hebraically, at the third verse, the Gimel verse. Ta'iwata liboa natata lo. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Ta'iwata liboa natata lo. This means that thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, in the presence of Melech HaMoshiach, in the presence of the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, this declare Edom's guardian angel, wrong. Vareshta sifatayo bala ma naita sela, and the ereshet of his lips, thou the eye hast not withholden, Selah. Wa ereshta sifatayo bala manaita, Selah. What is meant by the ereshet of his lips? The authority, rashut, of his lips. When it is reported to Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, to the King Messiah, quote, a certain land is in rebellion against thee, against the eye. He will say, let make locusts come and smite the land. As is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah 11 and 4, where it reads, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. He shall smite the land, the earth, with the rod of his mouth. And he shall smite the earth, the land, the eretz, with the rod of his mouth. Wehikah eretz b'shevet piyo, b'shevet piyo. Or when it is reported to him, quote, a certain province is in rebellion against thee, against the eye, he will say, let make the angel of death come and slay the wicked, the ratchet of that province. As is said, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, shall he slay the ratchet.
Uberuach sifatayo yamit rasha. and with the breath, Uwa be ruach, and with the breath of his lips, Uwa be ruach sifatayo, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, shall he slay the rasha. Uwa be ruach sifatayo, yamit rasha. Here in Hebrew, yamit, he was dead on. He was dead on Russia, on the ratchet. Ubi ruach sifatayo yamita Russia. Another comment on the request of his lips, thou hast not withholden. Why resheta sifatayo bala manaita, bala manaita. The request of his lips thou hast not withhold. Why resheta sefatayo bala manaita selah. This means that whatever Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, decrees, the words HaDebarim, the words of his decree stand. For thou, the eye, meets him with the blessings of goodliness. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleph, here Hebraically the Dalet, the fourth verse. Kiyatik Adamein, Bia Birkot Tob, for thou meetest him with Birkot Tob, the Birkot Tob, with the choicest blessings. Kiyatik adamen birkot tob. The phrase birkot tob, blessings of goodliness, the choicest blessings, birkot tob. This refers, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah, to the birkot, to the blessings that were given to Moshe, who was called, quote, a goodly child, end quote. As is said in Shemot in Exodus 2 and 2, she saw him, that he was a goodly, that he was a goodly child. Watere oto ki tohu. And when she saw him, and when she saw him, Watere oto, that he was a goodly child. Ki tob hu. According to the Rebbeinat, the Memharan, the scholars, according to the rabbis, this refers, this phrase refers to the berkot of Torah, to the blessings of Torah, of that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power Ha'el Elohim said, even in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs 4 and 2, I give you goodly doctrine, forsake y'all not my law. Kiya lekach tov anatati alachem, torati ala ta'ezov. I give you goodly doctrine. Kiya lekach tov anatati alachem. Forsake y'all not my Torah. Torati ala ta'ezobu. He asked, life of thee, of the eye, thou gavest him even length of days forever and ever. Chaim shal mimeka natata lau. He asked life of thee, of the eye. Chaim shal, thou gavest it him. Mimeka natata lau. Oreka yamim olam wa'ed, even length of days forever, for iver and iver.
We ask, life of thee, of the eye, thou gavest it him. Chayim, sha'ala, mimeka, natata, lau, even length of days, orek, yamin, forever, olam, and ever, wa'ed. Rav Yochanan taught, scripture mentions three men, Shlomo, Solomon, Ahaz, and Melech HaMoshiach, and the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, to each of whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, ask of me. Sha'ala mimeni, ask of I. Sha'ala mimeni. For the rest of Rav Yochanan's comments, see this midrash on the psalm, even the second psalm, Mizmor Beit. Sha'al mimeni. Why do the heathen rage? Lama rakshu goyim. Rav Berakaya said, the verse means that the King Messiah, Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, asked that even Korah and his companions, men who went alive down into their graves, be raised up again. For it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 2 and 6, the Lord bringeth down to the grave and raises and rises up. Yahuwah meyamit uamechaye morida sheol wayaal. Jehovah killeth, deadeth on, and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Yahuwah mei mita ua mei haye morida sheol wayaal. Yahweh, Jehovah, He who be, we be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, bring us down to the grave, to Sheol, Morid, Sheol, and raise us up and bring us up, Wayyal. Confer Yalkut Adloka, where it is said that HaMoshiach asked that life be given to all the Bnei Yisrael, to call Bnei Yisrael, to all the children, the sons of Yisrael, even to Korach and his wicked and his ratchet company. His honor is great through thy, the I, salvation. Hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleph Hebraically, the sixth verse. Gadola Kobodo Bia Shuateka. His honor, his glory is great. Gadola Kobodo. Through thy salvation, be Yeshuateka, through the I, Yeshua, be Yeshuateka. That is to say, even the honor, the glory of Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, is great only through Ha'el, the true good, the true God's works. The honor, the glory of the King Messiah is great only through Ha'el, Ha'Elohim's works. Glory and great worship shalt thou lay upon him. hoda we hadara tishawe alai. Glory and great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Hear the second part of the wow, the sixth verse of Mizmor Kaf Aleph Hebraically. Hod wihadar tishawe alayo. Elsewhere translated as honor and majesty dost thou lay upon him can be interpreted as glory and great worship. Great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Hod wihadar tishawe alayo. This means that thou, the I, Ha'el, the true God, Ha'Elohim, layest a master's glory and a disciple, a Talmid's great worship upon the King Messiah, upon Melech HaMoshiach, upon Moshiach HaMelech. Glory, glory accordingly. Kabod, accordingly, is to be understood and ministered as Ha'el, the true good, the true God's command to Moshe, to Moses concerning Yehoshua, concerning Joshua, even in Bamidbar, Numbers 27 and 20, where it reads, thou shalt put of thy glory upon him. We natata me yahodeka alayo. Thou shalt put of thy glory, of thy honor, thy glory upon him. We natata me yahodeka alayo. Note that it is said of thy glory. Me hodeka, hod, the hod, in the sense the glory, the hod, the majesty, the honor of thy honor, also here referred to as thy glory. Me hodeka, it is said, me hodeka, of thy glory, from thy glory, and not all thy glory. Where then was all the glory of Moshe put upon Yehoshua? Rav Yudan said it was put upon him at the Yarden, at the Jordan. As it is written of Moshe in Shemot in Exodus 34 and 30, they were afraid to come nigh, to come near him. They were afraid to come nigh him. Vayiyaruah miyegeshetelayo. In Shemot in Exodus 34 and 30. So it is written of Yehoshua, of Joshua at the Yarden, at Jordan, in Joshua 4 and 14. They feared him as they feared Moshe. They reverenced, they respected him as they reverenced, as they respected Moshe. Vayiru oto kasher yaru et Moshe. They feared, they reverenced him as they feared, as they reverenced Moses. Vayiru oto kasher yaru et Moshe. For thou shalt make him most blessed forever. Hear in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleh, Psalm 21, Hebraically, at verse 7. Ki tishitehu birakota laad. For thou makest him most blessed forever. Kia te shitehua be rakota laad. This means that all nations call goyim, all the goyim, all the Gentiles, the nationalities, all the international community shall bless themselves in Melech HaMoshiach, in the King Messiah, in the Moshiach HaMelech. Kia te shitehu b'rakota la'ad. And here the Midrash notes say, compare this with Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 4 and 2 that reads, and thou shalt swear, Yahuwah, Jehovah liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nations, Hagoyim, shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. We nishabaita chayawa be'emet be'mishpata ua bitzdaka u bitzdaka we hita barkua ba'ua koyim ua ba'ua yita halalu. And thou, the eye, shall swear, Cha Jehovah liveth, Cha live, children, yeah. And thou shalt swear, Jehovah liveth. We nishabatita chayowa. And thou, the eye, shall swear, We nishabatita chayowa. Be'emet, in truth, be'mishpat, in judgment. Ua bitzedaka, and in righteousness. Where hita barkua ba'ua, and shall bless themselves in him. Where hita barkua ba'ua goyim, all the Gentiles, the goyim. Ua ba'ua, yita halalu. And in him shall they glory. Ubawa yita halal. Thou, the eye, shalt make him exceeding glad with thy countenance, with thy face, with thy presence. Techadehu b'simcha etapaneka, thou makest him glad with joy in thy, the eye presence, in the eye face, in the eye perception. Techadehu b'simcha etapaneka. Rav Berkayah said the name of Rav Shmuel, name of Rav Samuel. One verse reads of the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, that one, like the Son of Man, came to the ancient of days, and they brought him near before him, even in Daniel chapter 7 verse 13. Chazeya hiweta adadiya kara sawana remi we otika yomina yiteba libusheya kita laga hiwara uasara resheha ka emara nikeya kara sewe kara siyeya si revina dia nora galik lohia nora galik. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Atik Ayomin, the Ancient of Days, did sit, whose garments white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, the Atika Yomim, and they brought him near before him. Hazeya Hiweta Bechizweya Leilaya Wa Erua Ima Enaniya Shemaya Kbar Enasha Ateya Hiwa With Ada Atika Yomaya Nita Ua Kedamohiya Hakerabuhi. One like the Son of Man, Kbar Enash, came to the Atika Yomaya, to the Ancient of Days, the Atika Yomaya, and they brought him near before him. But in another verse, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim says, I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me. He shall approach to I. And hear, Yirmiyahu, Hermes, Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 21, it reads, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me. He shall approach to I. Where he karavtiyo, where nikash elai. How reconcile the two, these two verses, Daniel 7 and 13 and Jeremiah 30 and 21. How reconcile the two verses? In the first verse from Daniel, it is said that Angels brought the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Lifnei Elohim, before God. In the other verse from Jeremiah, Ha'el, who, the true good, the true God himself, promises to do so. Angels will bring the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, to the outer edge of the encampment. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will reach out Yado, His hand, and bring the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, the Moshiach HaMelech, near to Him. Hence, here it is said, I will cause him to draw near. I will cause him to draw near. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Hear. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleph. In Psalm 21, Hebraically, verse 9. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Tia mitzah yadeka lekol oybeka. Thy hand shall be equal to all thine enemies. Tia mitzah yadeka lekol oybeka. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. This means, according to Rav Lewi, the Rav Levi, that Ha'er, the true good, the true God, said to Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, thy hand shall seek them out for punishment. thy hand shall seek them out for punishment. Tia mitzah yadika likol oy beka. Shall be equal to, literally find, reach to seize, in the sense of overtaking, will find. Ti mitzah yadika, to find thy hand shall find, she shall find. Ti mitzah yadika, lekol oybeka, all thine enemies. And in the next verse, it reads, thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time, the eye of thine anger, and the fire shall devour them. The fire shall eat them up. Tishitemo ketanoresha le'aita paneka. Thou shalt make them as a fiery furnace in the time of thine anger. In the time of thine anger. Le'ait paneka. Literally, thy presence. In the time of thy face. In the time of thy perception. As the presence of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, is destructive, downstructive to evil doers. The same power has been granted to his anointed king, even the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech. Tishitemo akatanoresh le'aita paneka. V'tochleim eish, and the fire shall devour, shall eat them. V'tochleim eish. The Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memharan, the scholars of Torah, they say that Gehenna will still exist in the Aita Haba, in the Zamana Haba, in the time and the age to come. For it is said, even in Malachi 3:19, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all that do wickedly, that do ratchetly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. And so on, as above. Ki yahine hayom ba bo'er katanur we hayu kol zedin we kol os. Say Rishah Kash we lihata otam hayom haba. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Ki yahine hayom ba bo'er katanur, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, that do ratchetly, wahayu akola zedin, wakola osea rishah, shall be stubble, ash. Wahayu kola zedin, wakola osea rishah, ash. Wilihata otam hayom haba, and the day that cometh shall burn them up. Wilihata otam hayom haba, amar Yahweh Sabaoth, asher lo ya'azov lahem shoresha ve'anaf. Saith Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Amar Yahweh Sabaoth, Asher lo ya zoba lahem shoreisha we ana.
Chag Sameach. Yes, I Chag Hanukkah Sameach. Happy, happy, happy Maccabee Fighting Isle of Day. Keep it lit, keep it lit. Yes, I Rastafari. Yeshua Shalom Chavarim.